To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Albert Breer, MMQB sound, where he says he believes Kevin Stefanski would be willing to be done with the situation in Cleveland. We'll grill him about that, see if he has any positive things to say about Shedeur Sanders. But does it feel, is this a fair way to say it right now?
Yeah.
It feels like right now the rumor mill believes, and this is not, I don't even want to speak to reports because that gets muddied very quickly, but the rumor mill believes Kevin's gone, Andrew Berry stays. Is that fair?
I feel like that's the right read. That's been my read on it for months now, though. So, I like that everyone is on the same page because I feel like, again, it's not even like a, is that even sticking up for Andrew Berry? I just feel like the draft really helped him, and now he's in a good spot where he'd keep his job.
Yeah, I think it's tough because I think more often than not, a GM gets more than just one head coach, right? Unless, of course, they're hired by the head coach like a Mike Mayock, John Gruden situation. So it's kind of a cliche that owners will give GMs multiple head coaches and not the other way around. So the head coach is always, I don't want to say always, but traditionally the first guy to get fired, and then we'll see what the GM can do after that. So I think we're working on a generality.
Well, and somebody's riding shotgun with Jimmy Haslam.
Yeah.
And it's not Di Podesta now that he's in Colorado playing baseball once again, at least acting baseball, whatever he's doing. It's not him. And so the idea that I think right now it is Andrew Berry lines up with my thought process the entire time.
And I also think the recency bias, which you mentioned, which is the draft picks. And listen, like, coming off this last week, Shedeur looked really good. Quinshon looked really good. Carson Schlesinger, Mason Graham, Harold Fannin. Like, at some point, like, when it was early in the season, it was like, yeah, they look good, but it's early in the season. Things happen. When you're talking about this rookie class looking this good, plus Aiden Huntington, plus another couple young kids over 14 weeks of the season, it does not in any way take away the Deshaun deal, but I can understand that owners are, hey, this is in front of me right now, and this is the latest thing, so I'm going to react off that.
Yeah, I just don't look at it like it's Stefanski and Berry, and they're connected at the hip the way that we all once thought it was, let's say, I don't know, like a year and a half or so ago.
Yeah, I definitely think, I don't know if it was Shedeur like versus Dylan. I don't know if it was the Joe Flacco stuff. I mean, I think you're talking about just the way the perception of, if you're going to fire one, you have to fire both.
Well, I used to call them Bert and Ernie. They were tied at the hip. Like, they were connected, and now it feels like they're not. Like, Andrew Berry is done. If he does end up being the one that stays and Kevin Stefanski is gone, Andrew Berry has put on a clinic of being able to separate what people think is one thing and then moving to something else. Because for the longest time, they were connected. They thought partners were, and now they're not.
I also just think, like, I think it stands to reason after six seasons, the worst trade in NFL history, and, you know, two back-to-back bad seasons, that maybe Berry and Stefanski, though they might like each other, might also be a little tired of each other, too.
Certainly possible, yeah. Now, again, this doesn't take away I would have fired him previously.
Yes. I think that's the problem, is on one hand, I don't trust Jimmy Haslam to replace one of these guys, let alone both of them. So there is some logic in just, all right, just try and get the head coach right. Can you just stop screwing that up at the very least? But, like, The problem is, if we just get to who's worse at their job, I'll still fall back on Andrew Berry despite this draft class.
I just, again, I'm done with both of them. So, but like, if he ends up being the one that stays, I have less of an issue with him being the one that stays than Stefanski.
Now, this brings me to what I think is, going to be a complicated question, depending on who's here and who's not here and all that, which is who gets credit if Shador becomes the long-term starter?
Okay. As of right now, the credit is doled out as Shador is doing this in spite of everybody else. That's how I look at this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I know you wanted to like dump the credit bucket on somebody's front lawn and you want to make that a thing.
I don't want to. I just know that's how it's going to happen.
I can't right now, though. But I actually cannot give anybody right now, whether that's Andrew Berry, whether that's Stefanski, whether it's anybody else, as of right now, I can't do it. I'm unwilling to give off an actual reasonable amount of credit to anybody but Shador in this instance.
I think the problem is this is inevitably what happens in the NFL. And I think when this divorce comes, if it does come to fruition the way I think people think, I'm somebody in the Browns is going to get that credit nationally as they try and move forward with Shador.
So here's what I'll say.
If Shador's the starting quarterback.
Here, from that perspective and how the dominoes end up falling, Nick, how I think it's going to happen, one of the loudest voices in all of sports media is Stephen A. Smith. We might not agree with him. We might not like him. Whatever it is.
He complimented Cleveland sports media.
He did give a really nice compliment to Cleveland. Not just Cleveland media, Cleveland Sports Talk Radio, by the way.
And I think he was talking exclusively about us.
We can't confirm it, but yeah, that's the belief, right? Yeah.
He did not say Nick and Jonathan, but he also didn't say anybody else's name
either. He kind of did a Ross Tucker in many ways.
Yeah.
You know, of like,
he wanted to say it. You could see.
Cleveland Sports Talk Radio.
His lips were forming the first initials of both of our names at the same time.
Stephen A. has talked about it for months that he believes that it was Andrew Berry, right? Mm-hmm. That's his thinking on it, and again, he's got a lot of different sources himself and everything else. He's the only person I've heard, though, be like, it's Andrew Berry, and that's it. And we've seen a couple things that would go along with this thought process, right? We've seen him in the Carolina, the preseason game. It looked like there was nobody happier in the world for Shador Sanders in that moment than Andrew Berry. We've seen him even after this last, in the most recent game. Like it feels like when you watch Andrew Berry, that is someone that is, he's got more than just, I drafted him, and I'm invested in him in the success of Shador. I've always believed it was Haslam that pulled the trigger. I've always believed it was Haslam that was the one that ultimately made the final call on that. But it's anyone between those two. I think the media doesn't want to give any credit to Haslam. I think they're going to refuse to give any credit to Haslam when it comes to that selection. So I think it's going to default to Stephen A's logic, and it's going to go to Andrew Berry.
So I think by process of elimination, we can say Kevin won't be getting the credit. Right? Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, if this was a pie chart, we didn't even give him a Keller on the table to be like, this goes to you, Kevin.
I actually think that's what I'm kind of curious about at 520 with Albert. Is Albert going to be like, hey, you got to give Kevin credit for the way the kid played on Sunday?
So this is where they're going to get me mad. Yeah, they're going to get me mad.
I'm just saying.
All these people, and I've seen it out there already.
Trying to find the Stefanski spin in it.
3 weeks. He's done so much with his footwork. He's done so much. He wouldn't be playing. You think he'd be playing this type of game if not for the help of Stefanski? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. That's the...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
point. Oh, you know what to get me angry. You're just getting me angry.
I'm not trying to get you angry.
You just want
to
get me riled up.
If I did, I would reference a clip from another show, and the name escapes me.
Great, I'm just your wind-up doll right now. That's
fine. I am not. I'm preparing you. This is the trust tree with the nest.
If Albert does that, all right, I got to mentally get myself ready.
Yeah, that's what I want.
If he's trying to tell me.
I don't want you to drop an F-bomb on Albert at 520 today.
That Stefanski's done some miracle wonder job in 3 weeks with Shador, I'm going to lose it, and I don't want to lose it on Albert because I'd prefer that he comes on every week instead of us getting so angry at him that he's like, I don't need to do this anymore.
I don't think he'll do that. I kind of think we owe him one for a couple weeks ago. It wasn't what he did on air. It was the representation of it on the MMQB podcast, which we will be playing ahead of Albert joining us at 520. Not that I'm upset about it and have been for 3 weeks at all. But so the process of, Kevin, you go over here.
Yeah,
you didn't want any
away.
Part of this. Even if you helped him, you don't get any help.
No part of the pie chart.
I think it's Andrew Barry. Which, for everything that I just said, Andrew orchestrated, and I think he was the point man in orchestrating the worst trade in NFL history. I think DePodesta was a part of germinating that idea. I think Kevin Stefanski went along with it, and eventually they talked Jimmy Haslam into it. I find it hard to believe that Jimmy Haslam, in all as he has tried to foster this environment with the thought partners where they are big boys and they make their own decisions, I find it hard to believe Jimmy Haslam told anyone what to do with a fifth-round pick. I just can't.
I mean, there was a lot of political pressure. There was a lot of political pressure at the time, and there was definitely a different understanding. I could totally see an area where it was Haslam that came in and done it. But I want to give Andrew Barry credit. But the only thing I've seen, like actually can physically see, is I've seen consistently Andrew Barry seem like he's not only on the side of Shador, he seems like he's constantly uplifting him, and he is like he's given me the idea that if that is true, what Stephen A. has been going along with for months is true, I won't be like I don't believe it.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going off of, right? And in fairness, I mean, I guess we did just have Jimmy Haslam and Dion bumping into each other at yesterday. We had the video that came out where Jimmy even did the weird "I'm gonna pull on your arm" thing, like you do, like when you shake somebody's hand.
The thing that old rich guys do sometimes.
Yeah, I don't get that move. You can tell I come from no money because I like when I shake somebody's hand, I go in to let them know I'm a real man, right?
Is that what
I don't
the
then
move?
Come in with like a, let me cuddle with your arm.
Okay, but is that just the move you do? Instead of doing the bro hug, is that like the 82-year-old version of that?
Was that big in the 50s?
No, I just think maybe you're just older, so instead of doing like the whole and like Dion went in for the bro hug, he got the bro hug. But instead of that, you're just like I'm not that's a lot of energy.
Well, you gotta think about that because that's very country club.
I might break a
hip. I'll shake your hand, but I won't hug you. That kind of thing.
You know what happens if you go in for the big bro hug? You don't know what's going to happen.
He thinks it's going to turn into something more.
You could pull anything at any point at that point in life.
Literally.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You're so close is what I mean. I think I would be inclined to give it to Andrew Barry because I think there was a time where Jimmy was a complete and absolute and total menace when it came to decisions, right? Including like the reinforcement of tanking. I'm not saying that he's a choir boy now. I'm not saying that he doesn't have any say in these decisions. But I think 6 years in, I think Barry and Stefanski both have more say, especially when it comes to the quarterback position, than anything else. And I think it's almost a cop-out not to give the GM credit for drafting one of the two quarterbacks on the roster.
So what is interesting, though, is the idea that then you would have said, all right, Stefanski, you get your pick in Dylan Gabriel. I'll take my pick in the fifth round.
And sounds
then,
about right.
But no, but then you watched as then it unfolded where Stefanski got to roll his guy out first.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty, that would make sense though, right?
Well, it would if we were traditionally working on a normal NFL setting, yes. But this has not really been normal the entire time. We've kind of, as we alluded to in the first segment of the show, the idea that Stefanski is just almost like a puppet of sorts and they're just kind of stringing him along and he's just kind of, yes, 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 I get it, yes, yes, yes. And if that was the case, then I would have wanted more of an advocate from Barry in that instance to be like, wake up your eyes.
I think it's more as part of the... Because I think it was a compromise. I do think they being Kevin Stefanski, intended to draft Dylan Gabriel. That was his guy. And then as the draft rolled on, I think Barry said, listen, I'll let you handle the quarterback development how you want to. You can string Shador along, but I want him on the roster.
I guess we'll find out at some point, because Jimmy Haslam, I don't think he's going to be able to keep it a secret if he was, in fact, the one that pulled the trigger.
He's going to tell everyone. He's going to mention it in the press conference when he fires Kevin.
It just won't let him not do that. It won't let him just sit there and be like, no,
he wears a number 12 jersey to the press conference firing Kevin Stefanski.
I got one you can have if you want. You know, I can lend it out at least to you.
You got the Chinese eBay version. Come on. Jimmy's going to get a team-issued one. Come on. He's actually going to wear a literal Shador jersey.
I was just giving him a nice offer was all. I just said he didn't have to take me up on it.
216-474-0092. If Shador becomes the full-time starter in Cleveland, who gets the credit? And teams around the NBA are monitoring your Cavaliers. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.